be of service.
How would you like your time?
She asked me already. She's ahead of it. Thank you, though. Grateful to be here, be of service. I live up in Ventura County, so I will say that service keeps you sober, and definitely gone the distance to stay sober. I'll talk a little bit about, I have a sponsor, I've worked the steps, and I say that because I think it's important. That's been a vital part of my recovery, is taking action and not just passively being a part of a program, but allowing myself to participate and become a part of this community. I came into the program a couple years ago, pretty much on my knees, crawling. That being said, there were a lot of things I wanted, but I wasn't willing. I wanted the pain to go away. I wanted the relationships to be better. I wanted the obsessions to stop. And I got a sponsor, and she told me, no contact, no dating, all of the things. And I said, that sounds great, but I can't do it. I'm not ready. And so I continued to do what I was doing for a little while, and I hit another breaking point, and I said, okay, whatever I need to do, I'm going to do it. And so I moved here about a year ago, and for a relationship that wasn't working, that wasn't healthy. And it ended, and I was completely isolated. I didn't know anybody. I had moved here for that, and I was just broken. And so I knew I had the resources, I knew what I needed to do, and I went to a meeting and I just said, this is where I'm at and I need help. And I had a hard time finding a sponsor, so I got this phone list and I just sat one night and I just called a bunch of women and I said, hey, I need a sponsor. And some people were like, how'd you get this number? I'm not in this program anymore. Some people were like, I have, there was just, it was interesting to kind of see how that went. And I found this woman, and she said, okay, this is my expectation. You be honest with me. I'm not here to judge you, but I expect you to respect my time and to be honest. And while that seems like a simple request, honesty was really, really difficult for me. I lived a lot of my life thinking that I was being honest, but I was lying to myself about what my intentions were and what I was doing with my life. And I said, okay, this is where I'm at. And we went through and we created bottom lines. And for me, those have been extremely helpful. I need to see, like, explicitly what can I do, what can't I do? Because, I had in my head a list of things. I will never do this again. And then I would find myself doing that thing again and again and again. And I needed the accountability. And so we wrote those out and we started with that. And then we started working the steps. And the steps were a journey. I took my time, although I wanted to rush in the beginning because I said, well, I can start dating once I get through the steps. And that changed over time as I started to become more comfortable with myself. The beginning process of withdrawal was extremely painful. I pretty much woke up, went to work, came home and went to meetings, called my sponsor, did outreach. Recovery basically became a part-time job, and I got much more comfortable being alone. At the beginning, it was like I was crawling out of my skin. I hated the thought of feeling my emotions and having to do it by myself and not rely on another person to fix me and make me feel better. And so I got comfortable doing that over time. And through this journey, I've learned so much the importance of asking for help and not going through this alone. Talking about what's really going on in my life and being like, this is really uncomfortable for me and I hate it and I'm going through it, and I found people who I talk to and who understand that as well. I recently got a sponsee, which is really exciting, and I say that because I think it's really important to give back. One of the huge things that has kept me sober is the idea of once I'm sober enough, I can help someone else. This has been the hardest thing I've ever done in my whole life. I'm in other programs, and for some reason, putting down certain things are a lot easier. This was not, and it was not perfect. I came in, like I said, and I was in and out, and even at the beginning, it was really hard for me to stay sober, and I've seen that. And so being able to help another woman through the steps and be like, I understand exactly where you're at right now. And I can say from experience that it gets better. Right now, it's not gonna feel good. It's gonna be hard, it's gonna be challenging. But it's, you know, there's a lot of, sometimes I felt like they were cheesy slogans. But it's true, you know, for my sponsee, it's like 1 minute at a time. 1 minute at a time, you will get through this. It will be painful, but you will get through this. And so I've seen how my life has shifted. My relationships have changed with my family, with my friends. I'm more intentional. I've created a circle of people that I genuinely enjoy being around. I don't spend time with people because they can give me something. I spend time with people because we can mutually give each other respect and time. And it's very interesting because when I moved here, like I said, I didn't know anyone. And so my circle is very small. A lot of the people in my circle are in recovery, and a lot of them don't live here. Which is different because I'm the kind of person who I would go out and do things all the time because people were feeding into my addiction. It's like I could get something from everyone. And so that's something that has been new in this journey is I'm learning how to, you know, I'm curating my community, but I don't have a lot of physical people in my space. And so it's different. And I'm learning what that looks like, how to create sober relationships, not just romantically. But I noticed a lot of my friendships were also not healthy. You know, it was just enabling, and I was seeking validation and attention from pretty much anything I could find. I noticed that I started doing it in my work. I started doing it in my extracurriculars, at the gym or at the studio or whatever it was. And my thought process has shifted on that, being more aware of how can I be more intentional with the way that I spend my time, the places that I go, the people I spend time with. And all of that has come from, you know, like I said, working through the steps, having this idea that this disease doesn't just go away. You know, I kind of had this hope that I would work the steps and then I would be healed. Unfortunately, in some ways, I think fortunately, that's not how it works. It's a continuous program of, you know, not just doing everything and checking. Because I'm really good at that. You give me a checklist, I'll check it off, I'll do it, and move on to the next thing. And give me an A, and I'm good to go. And it's just not that simple. And working through all of the steps, I realized that there's a lot of deeper work. You know, for me, I found through this, I've always just wanted to be wanted. I hear that, thank you. I wanted to be seen, and that started when I was a kid. You know, I grew up and I was alone, and so acting out was like, I would get in trouble for throwing shoes in school because I just wanted somebody to pay attention to me, and that happened to be the principal. And as I got older, the behavior shifted. I was like, oh, I can do certain behaviors and I will receive attention. And that worked for a long time until I knew that wasn't authentically Jesse. You know, I knew that this is not the way that I want to live my life, but I don't know what to do. I don't know how to change. This is all I know. And so it was baby steps of asking, having other people ask me questions about, well, how does it feel when you get that attention, and how does it feel when you don't receive that attention, and what are the ways you can find it for yourself, and all of these things. Having people in my life that are showing up and supporting me and also asking me really tough questions, you know, challenging me to challenge my behavior, you know, because I would just say, well, this is all I know. And that might be true, but then if I go to more meetings and I talk to more people, there are other ways and I can change what I know. And so my knowledge of what I know has expanded since starting this program. And I guess I'll just end with, I got some really bad news last night. I work with a lot of medically fragile children, and I really, you know, I really didn't want to come this morning. I was tired, it's a long drive, and there's this piece of me that my recovery has given me the life that I have. It's given me the opportunity to have the job that I have and to be able to show up and say, yeah, life is hard. I mean, my life has gotten a lot better since recovery. And, you know, I was crying last night and I was like, well, at least I'm not crying about a relationship, because that was my life. I mean, that's where I was. And so I'm grateful to be able to be present, to be able to show up, even though I'm feeling sad. So I'm grateful to be here. Thank you so much.